理课堂听 class.com
Rude Awakening. I was driving late one night, alone. This was not easy, as 2 feet of snow lay on the road. The heck with what lane I was in. I was just trying to keep my car pointed forward. A guy behind me in a four-wheel drive vehicle began flashing his headlights. I figured there must be some danger ahead, or that something was wrong with my car. So I slowed down. He pulled up beside me and gestured as though he had something important to say. I stopped and rolled down the window on the passenger side. "What are you, stupid?" he said, spitting his words into the crisp winter air. "Don't you know how to use a turn signal?" Then he used a lot of curse words to characterize my driving, my heritage, and my sexual history. He was still yelling when I rolled up my window and drove off. Rude people are taking over. You run into them more and more often, in more and more places. Recently, my friend Michelle went on her first shopping expedition after breaking her ankle. There she was, balanced on crutches, looking through a rack of dresses. She felt some pressure, then a push. A woman at the same rack was trying to nudge her out of the way. Michelle said, "I think there's room for both of us here." The woman glared at her and said, "Get out of my way unless you want your other leg broken." Michelle reported the incident to the store manager, pointing out that the store was about to lose a good customer on account of this bully. The manager said there was nothing she could do, not unless there was actual physical contact, and a store employee witnessed it. "Rude people like that are just the type to sue," she told Michelle. Rude people seize all the power. Normal, courteous people get none. This is what Michelle and I concluded as we tried to think of a way to combat the bullies. We imagined laws against rudeness. We considered mandatory tranquilizer prescriptions for rude people. We envisioned support groups for the victims of rudeness. Later, I went to another friend's house where a lot of neighborhood kids were playing. One was different, a rude person in training. For no apparent reason, this 9-year-old kid kicked my friend's dog and made an obscene gesture at it. Then Katie, my 3-year-old niece, gleefully plopped down in a seat. She didn't know it was the rude kid's seat. "Get up," the boy said, "before I kick you too." I wanted to scoop up Katie and carry her away. I wanted to shield her forever from the generation of bullies her future held. But Katie straightened her back, folded her arms, and looked the boy squarely in the eye. "You are rude," she said. The room went quiet. The boy retreated. "It's a start. All together now. You are rude."